You're listening to the Single Speed Mountain Bike Podcast, brought to you by the Single Speed Samurai. Trying to go fast with one gear since 2015. Episode 3, we're going to talk about the greatest do in the history of hair. The Egg Drape, the Beaver Paddle, the Bi-Level, El Camino, the Ranchero, the Soccer Rocker, or the Yep Note. More simply put, the Mullet. Studies have shown that this iconic hairdo can make you ride faster. Stay tuned. Picture this, everybody. Have you ever been sitting on your couch, dreaming about your bike, figuring out what part or how I can go faster, or what parts of my bike I can upgrade, or how I can shave some time off my bike splits and all that stuff? And then you're sitting, twirling your fingers through the back of your hair on the back of your neck, and you're like, man, right now my hair is just kind of long. What should I do with it? Well, I mean, it's quite simple, right? Is head to the barber and get him to trim up the front and leave that back. Let it grow out a mullet. Research has shown that growing a mullet can make you faster out on the bike. The iconic hairdo is making a comeback from the 80s. It's not for everyone, though. I warn everyone out there. And yes, it does take some balls to have one. And as they say, the style is for someone who is confident and isn't afraid to step outside the box. Good thing is that everyone else will love it too, and that's what it's all about, owning it and enjoying that haircut. And then in the end, you know, if it makes you faster on your bike, all the power to you, right? We're going to talk about a little bit of research that was done that can improve some time when it comes to aerodynamics out on the bike. And then also we'll talk about a little bit of psychological warfare, especially when it comes to single speed mountain biking. And then mounting that steed with a sweet ass mullet on your head too. It just adds another wow factor for all the other riders out there that you're competing against, right? So yeah, we'll get into it. So first things first is, it does and has shown to make you go faster, more aerodynamic in a 40K time trial. So the research was done at a university in Rome. It was like in the 1990s. There was a professional cycling team that was worried that one of their riders who had enormously puffy hair at the time and was their star sprinter, they were worried that his hair might be so big and so puffy that it's literally going to drag him down and cost him a stage or a tour win, right? So what they did is they went to a wind tunnel at the University of Rome, and they set up this rider with a time trial bike. The study took about 2 weeks. So what they did was the gentleman that they wanted to use in their control, he wasn't going to cut his hair at all, right? So, and it makes sense, because you wouldn't be able to control all the haircuts and get proper things. The study would take years, right? So what they did was they used wigs with different types of hairstyles, right? So they completed 7 30-minute time trials. Each of the 7, the gentlemen used a different wig to emulate different hairstyles. So the hairstyles that you used were bald, mohawk, foxhawk, mullet, fade, and Coolio. So remember, this is in 1999 when Coolio was big with his one hit there. And so, yeah, they just kind of wanted to see what the Coolio haircut would do. And then they did use his own hair as the control condition. So what was pretty cool is it kind of blew the researchers away, and they were surprised by the results when they originally thought that the bald hair or the bald head would best promote lamellar flow, which is undisrupted or smooth flow across the back, across the back and back of your head and down your neck and down your back, right? So essentially making you more aero. So the smoother, uninterrupted the flow, the faster you can go. So they found that the mullet was actually the most aero hairstyle by a wide margin. And they calculated that over a 40K time trial course, the mullet would shave almost 10 seconds off your time trial compared to the next fastest, which was the bald condition, right? So, which is huge. I mean, 10 seconds 10 seconds is a big time game when you're looking at a time trial. I don't know if that will really fit into mountain biking, but it'll give you a couple seconds. And hey, if you ain't first, you're last, right? That's the main thing. So whatever, it can help out. The research that they did find also did go on, and there's a company called Rudy Projects, and they use that research information to design their wingspan aero helmet. So based upon this one study, I guess, and the data that they came out from it, a lot of the aero helmets that we see today for time trials and stuff like that, this is where it came from, was a little wind tunnel study based upon what hairstyle is the most aerodynamic and the most fast. Now, that being said, they were concerned about hair back in the day because helmets weren't a big issue. Riders weren't forced to wear it, nor did they, you know, wear helmets at all. A lot of times you've seen the Tour de France riders and stuff like that not wearing helmets. Every once in a while you'd sneak in and see some mountain bike riders not wearing helmets either. So, and there has been some riders here in the past that have rocked some mullets underneath their helmets and gone on to win, you know, stages in the Tour de France and stuff like that, right? So, and I guess, the bottom line, if you really want to go fast, researchers have found that the mullet is the most aerodynamic hairstyle by a wide margin. Also, it helps you save on sunscreen too, because you don't need to put any sunscreen on the back of that neck because it's under shade and it ain't gonna get burnt, right? Anyways, the second thing is a little bit of the psychological warfare when it comes to rocking a mullet. Picture this, everybody. You're on a climb and it's that perfect pitch, right? You're on a single speed and you get into that sweet cadence and it's go time and you're like, yeah, this is perfect. You can actually sit in the saddle and grind you and diesel your way up the climb. So, and you start picking people off and you know, one of the first things that they'll do is, you know, you'll come up on their tire and they'll look back at you and then they'll speed up a little bit, but that's fine. I'm still in diesel mode. I'm still gonna slowly creep up and maybe head past you. So the second thing, I guess, that they do is they look down and they try to figure out, you know, what gear is this guy in? Like, oh man, maybe I should shift up. And then they look down and they're like, oh, son of a bitch, he's on a single speed. Well, that's not a factor anymore. Right then, you've messed with their mind a little bit, right? So that sets them back a little bit. So you gain a little bit of time there, right? So they back off a couple seconds. And then they look up and they see, holy shit, this guy's got a mullet too. And that ruins their day. They're done after that. It's a total mind game, right? So they know that the confidence it takes to rock that mullet and wear it with pride, especially in this day and age, right? You didn't even have to. You could back off and let them get to the top of the climb. And when you get to the top and get to the flats, they'll just wave you by and say, you know what, man? Out of respect for having that sweet, sweet haircut, you go ahead. It's all good. I'll see you at the finish line and save an ice cold beer for me. So yeah, a little bit of, and I mean, it helps with camaraderie too, right? So, but, you know, when your opponent or your riders or the people that you see racing or you're racing against, or you're riding against in a group ride, right? And it turns into a drop ride and they see that mullet, man, they're done. It's in their head. They're like, how can I compete with this guy? Right, with that sweet luscious locks flapping away behind his head. And in their mind they're already thinking, like, oh man, this guy's already got 10 seconds on me, right? So yeah, it's the psychological warfare can be pretty beneficial when it comes to, you know, just owning up and wearing that sweet haircut. Last but not least, everybody, is we'll talk about you know, how cycling can be expensive, and one of the cheapest things we can do is to get a haircut. And the good thing about mullet is when you go in to get your haircut, you technically don't, you only get half a haircut. So the price of a haircut should actually cost half the price of what it should be in the first place. You know, for example, put it this way, you walk into a barber shop, the barber goes, hey, what can I do for you today? And it's like, well, I only got $15 in my pocket. I noticed that it's $30 right on the wall for a haircut. And the barber goes, you know what, man? I got you. Don't worry about this. So what he does is he trims up the front, you know, nice and tight, and just leaves that back, you know, leaves that back, let it grow out, and voila, you got yourself some mullet. So, you know, you take that extra $15, you know, when you can save it up and go buy some extra beer and have that after your rides, or and maybe even, you know, get a sweet fender for your bike or something like that, right, with that $15 that you save. So, you know, in the long run, it can help you save money, and then you can spend money on more useless shit, you know, that you don't really need, that's not going to save you any time. That pretty much sums up a little bit of chat on how just, you know, getting a ridiculously awesome haircut, how it can help you save time and you know, the psychological benefits when it comes to other racers out there and the mind games that you can play just by sporting this sweet greasy haircut, you know. So yeah, that pretty much just sums up today's little talk. It's a little bit shorter. We don't really have to get into it because, I mean, haircut it essentially just explains itself. As soon as you see somebody with it, all you have to do is give them a little nod. They know what you're talking about. You know, they understand. Anyways, everybody, don't take this shit too seriously and enjoy your time. And hopefully it'll, where we're from, it starts to dry up and spring shows up and we can get out there and rock some sweet mullets and ride the shit out of our bikes. Anyways, have a good day. Bye.